Will the terrible mood on stock markets on Thursday persist into Friday?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading today, some of the key indexes on Wall Street were actually mixed after the awful performance on Thursday. The price of oil using the Texas benchmark was down about 1% to about $84.97 a barrel. Until recently, market participants looked at the stronger dollar buying more oil, pushing the price of energy down in America, and figured these were good things for profits and household budgets. Suddenly, sentiment turns, and the strong dollar and cheap oil are bad things because they underscore the weakness of economies from Europe to Asia. Julian Emanuel is Executive Director, U.S. Equity and Derivatives Strategy at UBS Securities. Hello, Julian.
Good morning, David.
Turbulent days here. Think this volatility will continue?
Yeah, I think it really does, because when you get in this uncertainty mindset, and this is not something new, we've had periods of this growth scare mentality. Each year since 2010, they've lasted a couple of months. It is sort of a this too shall pass mindset. But for the time being, investors should look at daily swings of 20 points in the S&P 500 or 200 points in the Dow Jones as the new normal.
So a big question for anyone who holds a portfolio is there something I can do to hedge any of this?
You know, when the markets get like this, rather than a one-size-fits-all solution, what we really are trying to tell investors is that you should look at your own portfolio and you should say to yourself, am I in a condition whereby if the market goes down another 5%, maybe a little bit more than that, I can see myself as being a buyer? Because it's all too often the case that people are selling into weakness when they should be buying. And when you look at an S&P dividend yield of 2%, a 10-year bond yielding 2.3%, and an economy that's going to grow, stocks are still the place to be.
Julian Emanuel at UBS Securities. Thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
No apparent connection here, but it's World Mental Health Day, and the CDC estimates that depression alone can cause 200 million lost workdays, costing companies as much as $44 billion every year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
You know what? The small company, Certified Angus Beef in Worcester, Ohio, may just be at the cutting edge of mental health wellness.
I take my yoga mat with me, take my shoes off, take my glasses off, and lay down.
Pam Cottrell is talking about popular relaxation sessions with a clinical psychologist everyone in the office calls Dr. B. Once a month, employees sign up for Shrink Your Stress with Dr. B appointments on company time.
When we really looked at what people struggle with is all the stress, all the life stress.
Mental health remains a back burner issue for many employers, but the American Psychological Association's Dr. David Ballard, who works with businesses closely, says attitudes are changing.
I think we've shifted from a lack of awareness and a lack of understanding to a desire to address it, but not always knowing how to do that.
Ballard says what he likes about the approach at Certified Angus Beef is that it's easy and affordable. The company spends less than $10,000 on the benefit each year. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
On Sunday, Bolivians go to the polls to vote for president. Evo Morales is running for a third term and is favored to win. In the past decade, Bolivia did cut poverty, but it's still one of the poorest countries in the hemisphere. Morales is Bolivia's first president of indigenous heritage, and he's focused on improving the lives of those communities. Katie Watson reports.
I've just got on a cable car in the centre of La Paz. Now, these cable cars have got everyone pretty excited here. La Paz is a very mountainous city, pretty hard to get around. The traffic is dreadful. So this really is like a subway in the air, if you like. It's been a big change.
You get off the cable car and arrive into El Alto, a bustling migrant city. Its residents are mostly indigenous, just like their president, Evo Morales. So there's lots of support for him here. When he became president in 2005, he represented huge change for Bolivia as the country's first indigenous leader. And he's presided over strong economic growth in recent years. That's filtered down to people on the streets here.
It's a mixture of luck because of the high commodity prices.
Carlos Gustavo Machicado is an economist.
But it's also what Evo Morales gave to this country is stability.
Freddy Mamani Silvestri is a man who's seen the neighbourhood change. In fact, he's helping to change it himself. He's known as the king of Andean architecture, building mansions for wealthy Aymara Indians who want his designs that take inspiration from Andean folklore, he took me to see one. I've come into the party hall, which is on the first floor of the building, under construction, and I have to say, I have never seen anything quite like it. It's about 20 metres long, two stories high, and the colours here, they're bright green, orange and yellow. It's almost like a hall in a decadent cruise ship. There's light shining through the high roof, but it doesn't come cheap. This building, which in total is six stories high, will cost around $300,000. I ask Freddie if this new wealth has come from the last decade of Evo Morales' rule. He shakes his head. On my way back to La Paz from El Alto, I took the cable car once again. A cable car won't change people's lives, but it makes their commute that little bit easier. And it could influence the way Bolivians vote this weekend. For Marketplace, this is the BBC's Katie Watson in La Paz.
And from 0 to 60 miles an hour, it takes a Toyota Camry 8.6 seconds. The new upgraded Tesla, announced last night, should be able to get to 60 miles per hour in just over 3 seconds. That's like NASA. To induce that whiplash, the all-electric Tesla will come with a dual set of electric motors. Tesla also supplied details of its new automatic driving system that, while not fully robotic, will use a variety of sensors to keep drivers from running through stop signs, running off the road, and running into pedestrians and cyclists. Range on a charge for that $121,000 fancy Tesla model is 225 miles, which doesn't quite get you from our New York bureau to the Washington Monument on a charge, but it would get you from here to Faneuil Hall in Boston. And while we're at it, it does not get you from Tesla's design studio in Hawthorne, California, all the way to Silicon Valley, but it would get you to Fresno, which is all you really ever need. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.